That's good. Turn me on. I'm ready. Praise God. Chapter 3, page 37. We have been talking about the emblems of the Holy Spirit. Those symbols and things that the Holy Spirit used to manifest himself. We talked about the dove last week. But we're going to page 42. And we're going to talk about the seal of promise. That you're being sealed with promise. You know, we are not like the people in Ephesus when Paul told them that they were going to be sealed with the seal. Let me tell y'all this. I'm not going to take Brother Thurston's time. It's a lot I want to. The seal is a lot deeper than what we have taken it to be in the past. You know, we just say, hey, we've been sealed with the seal of promise. You know, that's what the book of Ephesians teaches us about it. But when Paul told the people in Ephesus that they had been sealed by God with the promise, they got excited because in their day and time, they knew the power and they knew the authority of a seal in government. And that was used a lot in government because it was kings and things. We have presidents. We don't have kings. But we do, the United States have a seal. It's an eagle on there. You know, somebody told me one time they wanted to use, they was debating when they was first getting a seal for the United States. They were debating on a turkey or eagle. And thank God that he impressed on their heart. Thank God he pressed on their heart to do the eagle. So the eagle, when you see those seals from the United States, that it seals on very special documents, we recognize the power and the authority there. So the people at Ephesus had seen many seals, you know, how the government used seals, and it was so powerful and it was so effective. And when they was told that they're going to be sealed, God was going to seal them, they were like, whoa. You know, they were kind of excited about being sealed with the seal of promise. Because in the Old Testament, you can read a lot about the king sealing things, you know, putting a seal on it. And even in the New Testament, you know, the church at Ephesus, they were used to seeing the seal. And they knew the power and authority that seal carried. You know, they used to take hot wax and seal something together. And the king would send it to whomever it was being sent to. And the hot wax kept it from being, hot wax was broken, if the seal were broken or tampered with, then they knew that somebody had tampered with that seal. And guess what? That person was in a lot of trouble. They could get their life for that. But, you know, the United States, its great seal and all. I want y'all to know what happened to us. You know, Jesus did not seal us. You know, God's seal is not like the great United States and the other seals that I told you about in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. God's seal is a divine person. Yes. Not paper, not hot wax, but you've been sealed with a divine person. Yes. Not paper, not hot wax. Not impressed on hot paper, but a person. God's seal is a person. Can you gather that in your mind? You've been sealed with a person, not paper, not hot wax, not like the great United States seal, you know, but a person. I want y'all to put that in your mind. Get that in your mind. Get that settled in your heart. when you think about how he sealed us, a divine person, a person that's alive, that's guarding over you, that's sealed over you, seal shows many things. It shows ownership, security, proof of authenticity, seal of permanency, and seal of guarantee.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm going to get into all these different purpose of the seal, but I'm going to get as far as I can go with it. Let's do the seal of security. Mm-hmm. You remember when Jesus died and they put him in the tomb and all this? What did the government do? It said the government sealed the tomb.
Yep.
They put the seal out that this is government property. Do not go near it. And people knew, hey, you better not go near this. This is government. They sealed it. They put the government seal on there. And not only did they put the government seal, they put guards out there. This was for security purpose, because they had heard Jesus say, I'm going to be risen in 3 days. And they thought, well, maybe the disciples have probably tried to, you know, pull a stunt and get him. Or maybe, I mean, they thought what Jesus said, it was something to it. They said, so we're going to put the government seal on him. But they don't know there's a government of God. Didn't have to break their seal, but still got out of the tomb.
Amen.
Ha, ya, ya, ya. Even though they had sealed. And that's what the Holy Spirit is to us when he seals us. He's a security to us. And also that he's a guard to us. Just like they had sealed and guard. He's a guard to us. You know, sometimes we can hear some teaching that's not quite right, and something deep down here say, you know, something to go off. And sometimes you may ignore it and go on. But when you feel that down there they're not quite right, you go to the Bible. Mm-hmm. Be like the Bereans were. Said they searched the scripture to make sure. But if something going off down here, you know, get to that scripture and see why. So he asked as a guard, the word of God said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issue of life. So you can't guard it by yourself, but the Holy Spirit helps you to guard it. It tells you things. It shows you things. It pulls on you.
Yeah.
So we see the security of the seal. I'm going to go to ownership of the seal. Now, I may not be able to go into the scriptures because of time. I'm almost out of time already. Okay. The seals say, hey, she belongs to God. I mean, when Shambach used to preach, he wouldn't even pray for the sick. Sometimes he would tell, he said, devil, take your hands off. This is God's property. And the person would get healed. Or, you know, he just tell the devil, take your hands off. This is God's property. You know. And Jesus modeled that when the woman was bowed all down, couldn't see nothing but the ground, but she went to church constantly. And Jesus stopped and he said, wait a minute. He said, seeing this be a daughter of Abraham, shouldn't she be healed? She got healed on ownership.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good.
On ownership. And that's what Shambach would just say. He would just take his authority and tell the enemy, hey, devil, get your hands off of it. It's God's property. Get your hands off God's property. He used to say that a lot. And that's what the seal shows, ownership. Okay? Proof of authenticity. The seal shows that. Let's go to 1 Kings 21. I'm going to read that right quick. And I'm going to tell you part of the story, and then we'll read part of it. 21 and 7. We know the story about Ahab. He seen Naboth, a piece of land Naboth had, and he wanted it. He wanted it for a vegetable garden or a herb garden. And Ahab the king, he went to Naboth, and he asked him to sell it. Naboth said, I can't sell it. And we know why he couldn't sell it, because it was an inheritance of God. He couldn't sell the land. And so Ahab just went home crying. He just cried about it because he wanted that piece of property so bad. And his wife said, why are you crying? Do you realize you're the king? Just kill him and get the property. And Ahab said, you know, that's just not how we do it around here. You know, Jezebel was a pagan woman. She was doing it like a pagan woman would do it. She said, just kill him. Get that land. You don't have to go through all this. Why are you crying? She couldn't understand. Why in the world are you crying? You're the king. So let's go to the 7th verse, 21 chapter in the 7th verse. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, does that not govern the kingdom of Israel? No, he did not govern the kingdom of Israel. Jezebel did. Arise and eat bread, because he was like fasting. He wouldn't eat, and he was just pouting, you know. And eat bread and let their heart be merry, because I will give thee the vineyard of neighbor. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters unto elders, to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast. Jezebel proclaiming a fast. And set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king. And these people that got this letter, because they saw it sealed, it says, because they saw it sealed with, they first said, she wrote Ahab's name and she sealed it, because they seen the king sealed on it. They thought it was authentic, because they just looked at the seal and they said, well, this is what Naboth wants. This is what Ahab wants. And this is what we'll do. And they did conspire against Naboth, and they took him out and had him stoned for blasphemy against God and the king. They thought the seal was authentic. But we see here it was not authentic. That was Jezebel doing. But the Holy Spirit itself, help us with the proof of we being authentic. Yeah. And you know how he does that? He don't do it with somebody prophesying, or they're prophesying. No. Somebody speaking grace with, no. He do it from Galatians 5 and 22. That's how he make us that way, authentic. And that 5 and 22 says that this fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is your badge that make you authentic. See, the enemy can do a lot of things. He can do great swelling things, but he can't love like that and have the fruit of the Spirit operate in his life like that. So that gives you an edge on being authentic. Okay. The seal of promise, the seal of guarantee. I'm way over my time. Let's see. The seal of promise, permanent. You know, in John 14 chapter, it talks about that the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to go into getting you something from the Old Testament or New Testament. But I'm just going to say, the seal showed that it's going to be permanent. The permanency. He said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. I'll be with you. I'll be with you until the day of redemption, to Jesus. He's going to see you from earth to glory. He's going to, that seal, say, hey, I have you sealed until the end. Yeah. From earth to glory, till I present you to Jesus.
Yeah.
And in Revelation, when John was taken up and he was shown how God was going to deal with all the, how he was going to pour out his wrath upon all the evil and the stuff that was going on. And they had seven seals on this document. And they were just crying and wondering who is able to release the seals, get the seals broken. And John cried like a baby because he had been through something himself, and he's ready for the enemy to be, you know, for this to be over. And he cried like a baby, who can do it? And they told John, weep no more. We got somebody right here. Lion of Judah. He's able to break those seals. But you've been sealed. I want you to know that you've been sealed. And the enemy know you've been sealed. But if you don't know and stand up and say, hey, I've been sealed. Sometimes you just need to say, hey, like Shambach would say, hey, this God's property. This God's property. That's all he had to say. Take your hands off it. It's God's property. You're God's property. And don't forget that. He's your owner. He brought you with blood, the blood of Jesus. You've been bought. Praise God. And if you're born again and accept Jesus Christ, you're sealed.
Amen.
You're sealed. Don't let the devil play with your mind. Some people, he play with your mind. I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I don't know if you, I mean, I've been sealed. Sealed, not with paper or ink, but with a what? Person, a divine person. You've been sealed with a divine person. And who is that divine person, class?
Holy Spirit.
Holy, y'all say it so, I just love y'all. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit sealed you. That divine person. Just walk around the house sometime, tell yourself, I'm sealed. The Holy Spirit done sealed me. My owner. I'm God's property. Just say things like that. Just say things like that. Just get that out your mind. This is God's property. I'm no more my own. I've been bought with a price. Just get that in mind, that you've been sealed. I'm well over my time, and so just about as far as I'm going in it. But just remember that you've been sealed. Praise God. God's property.